Hi, I'm Ryan McKean from Connecticut Trial Firm, and I'm here today to talk to you about lowball offers that our clients receive. We see these all the time, even on our most serious cases. And I want to get into the reasons why insurance companies lowball offers. The first reason is a psychological principle called anchoring. Anchoring is simply putting out a number in a negotiation that is extremely high or low to try to set expectations of other party in a case. And so we identify these low offers as anchoring. What they're trying to do is convince you that your case is not worth anything. And their best tool of doing this is by giving you a lowball offer, which may cause you to doubt yourself, may cause you to doubt us, and doubt the process, and think, well, maybe my case is really only worth that. So anchoring is the first reason why you get a lowball offer from insurance companies. The other reasons are that insurance companies know when they are injured are desperate. So we may say that your case is worth, you know, some amount, and the insurance company is offering a far lesser amount, and you've got to pay your mortgage, or you've got to pay your rent, or you've got to pay your medical bills or your kids' tuition or something like that. So what they're hoping is you just grab that money and go on with your life and forego the money on the table. And we talk to you about those things. We talk to you about those circumstances, talk to you about the time. And again, ultimately, you have to remember that you are the boss. The third reason why we see insurance companies lowball is because they know a lot of other attorneys just tell their clients to accept the settlement. We don't do that. We empower you to make the decision that you need to make. We are prepared to litigate your case. We're prepared to try your case. We're prepared to fight for you. And part of doing that is giving you the information and the tools you need to make an informed decision. So the way in which we combat these lowball offers is by identifying them as anchoring, listening to you and understanding your situation, and then by empowering you through education so that you can make the best decision. And also, the insurance companies know that there are firms out there who are unwilling to litigate a case. We're not one of them. There are firms out there who, yeah, maybe they'll file suit, but they're not going to try a case. That's not us. We love being on trial and fighting that fight where it needs to be fought.